When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Fellow auto detailers, welcome to the show that features interviews with today's most successful auto detailers. This is the Auto Detailing Podcast. Here's your host, Jimbo Balaam.
Hey, what's up, everyone, and welcome to this episode of the Auto Detailing Podcast. This is episode 399. This week's episode is brought to you by AutoFiber.com. You could save 20% on on microfiber towels and accessories at AutoFiber.com, AutoFiber.ca, and AutoFiber.com.au if you use offer code Jimbo. They also have a towel of the month, which is rad, and you should definitely join. It's like peanuts every month to join, and you get a fresh towel to kind of sample to see if you would be interested in buying that one. Anyway, also brought to you by House Call Pro. If you go to housecallpro.com/ADP for Auto Detailing Podcast, you're going to get a free demo to see how this CRM, or this customer relationship management software, works. And it's interesting. I've had a few other CRM companies reach out to me lately and kind of show me what they have to offer. And it just reassured me how robust and easy to use House Call Pro is. From everything from letting clients know that you're on your way in a simple, kind of easy to tap button that connects to your GPS, and so it gives an accurate ETA to your client, which is cool, all within the app. And what I really like is I also have it automatically. So there's a button in the House Call Pro app that I hit finish when I'm done with the job, and it automatically triggers a series of events that happen. So everything from the customer automatically will get a text thanking them for supporting my small business with a link to leave a review, which is incredible. 7 days, and you can kind of preset this however you want. 7 days after the service, they get an email. The client gets an email, again, thanking them for the service, asking for a review, and if there's anything that we can help them with. And then I have another sequence about 3 months out, reminding them of another detail, 6 months out, and a year out, all that get triggered automatically. And they also get a postcard in the mail thanking them. So a lot of what we talk about in the Detailer Inner Circle is that you never know how or what form of marketing is going to work best for your client. So that's why House Call Pro makes it super easy. I don't have to think about any of this because it's automatically set up for me, and I've set it up to do this on purpose. Again, all you have to do is input your client information, which you should be doing anyway in a centralized place, which is House Call Pro, and then boom, 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 boom. The job, the history, the customer history, you could set tags, all this crazy stuff. There's actually too much information to even talk about in an ad roll. So just go to housecallpro.com/ADP. You'll get a free demo. You're going to get half off your first month if you choose to sign up. Do that. Anyway, so we're all good. All right, now that we got the housekeeping under control, this episode I thought would be really fun, and it's actually something that I want to start, and you probably saw by the title, it's detailing horror stories, right? And as detailers, we have the kind of fortunate or unfortunate position that we're usually a lot of things more than a detailer. We're a psychologist, sometimes a doctor, more times than not, a marriage counselor. Sometimes you're a handyman, you're a plumber, you're a painter. You're a lot of things and a detailer at the same time. And I think that's because we're so close to most of our clients. At least this happens to me, and I've actually been all those things. So I wanted to create a new segment or a new podcast series of detailing horror stories. And so today's is from Joe Conley, who's been on the show, and Joe's an awesome guy. But I do want to invite you, if you have a detailing horror story, to email it to me, jimbo@autodetailingpodcast.com, and in the subject line, put detailing horror stories, and I will read your detailing horror story on a future podcast just like this one. I think it'll be fun. I think it'll be really interesting to hear what other people, other detailers go through. And I know that there's a ton of detailing horror stories out there. So this episode today is going to be Joe Conley's horror story. And again, Joe has been on the podcast at least twice before, maybe three times. And so I would definitely encourage you to search his name and Auto Detailing Podcast and find his previous episodes. He's a teacher full-time, details part-time, and has had tremendous success with things like Google AdWords and all that kind of thing. So I would really suggest you check out his episodes because he's a cool guy, he's a great guy, and has a ton of valuable information. But today's detailing horror story is by him, and this is his email. He says, "So I'm minding my own business, detailing a fleet of vehicles at a funeral home that I've worked for before. I knock out a few vehicles in the morning, I take a break for lunch, I come back from lunch, and there's a big metal box in the corner of the double-wide, double-deep garage that is humming away. It sounds like an industrial-sized AC unit, but no, it's actually a furnace for cremation. Ugh. Oh, by the way, fun fact, I asked how long it takes to cremate a body, and the answer is about 4 hours. So not only am I detailing for the rest of the day next to a body being burned up, one of the funeral directors then comes out about a half hour later and lets me know he has to shut the garage door for a bit. He closed it halfway, opened up the door on the furnace, and turned the body over. I didn't know you need to turn a body mid-cremation, but apparently that's a thing." So Joe says, "I challenge your listeners to send in their weird detailing stories. What is the strangest or grossest thing they found under a seat? How many manual cars did they crash by forgetting to reapply the parking brake after cleaning the brake boot? What's the funniest thing that happened to them while detailing?" So thanks, Joe, for writing in that story. That is very interesting and incredibly uncomfortable. And thanks for that little note at the bottom. I did manage to crash a customer's car, not because I cleaned the boot so well. And in fact, I didn't get to clean the car at all. I was trying to reposition the car and at the time didn't know how to drive a manual well enough on a steep hill and crashed it right into the brick in slow motion. So thanks for making me relive that, Joe. I appreciate it. And so, yes, I want to encourage you. What are your detailing horror stories or weird stories? Have you ever detailed a car next to a body that's being cremated? That's one that I've never experienced and never heard for and kind of gives me the heebie-jeebies even thinking about. But anyway, I want to hear your detailing horror stories. Again, email them to me, jimbo@autodetailingpodcast.com. And in the subject line, write detailing horror stories. And your detailing horror story will get a chance on the Auto Detailing Podcast. Now, I have a slight suspicion that I'm going to be overwhelmed by this. And that's why I'm having you do it very specifically in the subject line so I can go through it. So if you do write it in, give me some time with it. But I promise that I will share your story on this podcast. So thanks for listening, guys. Don't forget to check out House Call Pro, autofiber.com. Of course, we have the Detailer Inner Circle and all the things. I appreciate you for listening, and I will catch you guys on the next episode. I cannot wait to hear about your detailing horror stories. See ya.